The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Hugh Bennett from North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading from the Triangle Business Journal. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties. With its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Highwoods, a real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. Our cover story this week is the annual 40 Under 40. Meet 40 talented young professionals who are making big impacts in their roles and in the community. Before the cover story, though, we'll read the biz section. Biz this week and every week is written by managing editor Dane Huffman. Crabtree leans into experiences. Parent company looks to lure Gen Z shoppers and hike dwell time. When the Mall of America opened in suburban Minneapolis in 1992, it was a marvel for its time, a mega mall on the former Metropolitan Stadium site. But the onslaught of online shopping and other factors has malls across the country scrambling for ways to attract shoppers and increase dwell time, that is, getting shoppers to hang around and spend. For the Mall of America, that means pushing through approval for a 143,000-square-foot water park called Mystery Cove. That same strategy, create experiences, is playing out at Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh. Macerich, which paid $290 million for the mall in 2025, is leaning into the entertainment strategy. Dick's House of Sport will open soon. In January, Macerich announced that Escapology would open its first Triangle location at Crabtree. And this month, Level 99 announced it would take 40,000 square feet. It's a specific play for Gen Z, as Macerich CEO Jackson Shee made clear in an earnings call May 7th. He called Gen Z shoppers a long-term tailwind for us that cohort over-indexes in visiting physical stores, spending money on items, food, and experiences. He noted that a mall in Freehold, New Jersey, had seen increased traffic and vibrancy since a Dick's House of Sport replaced an empty big box store. Overall, he said 10 Dick's House of Sport locations are planned. Speaking specifically of Crabtree, he said, the mall is continuing to gain market share as we have implemented the Elevate and Transform strategy. One firm, Precedence Research, projects sharp growth in location-based entertainment, with global revenue of $5.8 billion in 2025, roaring to $73.5 billion by 2035. Driving those projections are new technologies, all of which appeal to the Gen Z audience that Crabtree and others are trying to capture. Local ice cream shop gets national nod. The Triangle winds up on a lot of top lists, but this representation has to be the sweetest. Andia's Ice Cream was named the sixth best indie ice cream shop in America in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Andia's, with three locations in the Triangle, began in Cary in 2016. Andia and George Zouris later added a second Cary location and one in Raleigh. Both have Greek roots, and their flavors include some nods to Greece, including their baklava flavor. Andia's small batch ice cream comes in appealing flavors like baklava, rose pistachio, and brownie batter, which you can enjoy from a cup or freshly made waffle cone, USA Today wrote. Their iconic cracking shakes and ice cream brulees offer both great photo ops and interactive experiences. Cafe opens at American Tobacco Campus. Chris McLaurin is ready to welcome guests to the Lutra Cafe and Bakery on June 26th, adding to a growing number of culinary destinations at Durham's American Tobacco Campus. A Chapel Hill native, McLaurin cut his teeth at fine dining restaurants in Washington, D.C., and is chef de cuisine at Ashley Christensen's Poolside Pies. Before signing his lease at American Tobacco Campus, McLaurin built a loyal following by selling his baked goods at pop-ups, farmers markets, and coffee shops in and around the Triangle. The 2,600-square-foot bakery has seating for 36 inside and 20 outside. Lutra's breakfast and lunch offerings include sweet buns and a variety of flavors, orange, strawberry lemonade, and chocolate, to name a few, in addition to sandwiches, 100-layer hash browns, and fried French toast bread pudding. Kane's apparel sells rapidly at Lenovo Center. It's no surprise that Carolina Hurricanes merchandise is selling rapidly after the Stanley Cup run, but it's selling so fast that T-shirts aren't even being priced. Biz was at the Lenovo Center's Carolina Pro Shop recently when about 100 people were standing in line for the merchandise store to open. Once the doors opened, long lines quickly formed at the registers. There were plenty of T-shirts available for sale, but no prices. One woman in line thought they might be selling for $20. No. Workers behind the registers had sheets to check the prices, with a T-shirt generally running $50 or $55. In downtown Raleigh, no timeline set on Oyster Bar reopening. There's no timeline yet on the 42nd Street Oyster Bar opening in Raleigh, but plans to reopen remain. General Manager Hunter Coral said the timeline is still up in the air. Once our repairs are completed, we'll have a better idea of a tentative reopening date, he said. The Oyster Bar closed in March 30, 2025, but a new ownership group is looking to revive the brand. We'll go right into the cover story this week because we want to make sure there's enough time to feature everybody. 40 Under 40, meet the group of talented, diverse honorees who form a strong class of winners for this year's 40 Under 40 Awards. The honorees are being presented in alphabetical order. The first one is Jamal J. Arrington. He works at NC State University. He's the Director of Admissions and Enrollment, and that, of course, is in Raleigh. Mr. Arrington is 37 years old, and he was born in Youngstown, Ohio. He works at the Poole College of Management and is a leader in business education. What are you responsible for at your business? The TBJ asked. He oversees admission strategy, recruitment operations, enrollment growth, student engagement, and partnership development. TBJ asked, what are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? He led significant student enrollment growth and helped generate sustainable program expansion and institutional revenue, helped launch innovative online and accelerated academic programs that expanded accessibility and flexibility for students. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Arrington Family Scholarship, advisor of Beta Alpha Psi National Honor Society, advisor of NC State Women's Club Basketball, PAC Promise Coach, Youth Ambassadors of Service, and more. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Higher education is at an inflection point in which agility and ingenuity are essential. We must cultivate leaders and thinkers because with AI, content is cheap. The next honoree is Heather Askins. She's the Director of Business Development at Skanska in Durham. She's 36 years old and she was born in Wilmington. Skanska is a construction and development firm. Ms. Askins is responsible. She oversees the market strategy, client engagement, and pursuit development in North Carolina and assists across the Mid-Atlantic region. What are her three most important tangible career accomplishments? Promoted to lead a high-revenue business unit at a private firm just 4 years out of school. Later pioneered a doer-seller role that integrated engineering and business development, working directly with the CEO to drive firm-wide growth within a doer-seller model. Designed and led a three-day personal development retreat for emerging leaders. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? She organized the firm's Hops for Hope fundraiser, which raised over $10,000 for Children's Flight of Hope, serves on the North Carolina Biotech Economic Development Advisory Committee, the Morrisville Chamber of Commerce Board, and participates in Raleigh Chamber Edge 7 forums. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The construction industry will shift away from commodity-driven construction management selection toward long-term delivery partnerships for larger, more complex capital programs. Our next honoree is Molly Baker. She's the CEO and founder of Indy Consulting in Raleigh. She's 34 years old and was born in Danbury, Connecticut. Indy is a full-service marketing partner for modern CPG brands. We bring strategy, activation, creative, and community together into one connected system aligned to your brand and your goals. What is Ms. Baker responsible for at the business? She leads the overall vision, strategy, and growth of Indy Consulting. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Founded Indy Consulting in 2019 and has grown it around 50% year over year into a full-service boutique firm with offices in Raleigh and New York City. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Indy completed a pro bono project with her story and participated in team volunteer events with Hand in Pocket. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The most significant shift will be the full integration of AI across every layer of marketing, from strategy and content creation to media buying and performance optimization. But the most important thing AI won't replace is the human moment. As automation becomes the norm, the brands that win will be those that use AI to create more space for genuine connection, not less. Creativity, cultural intuition, and authentic storytelling will become the scarcest and most valuable assets. Honoree Susan Batchelor is a financial advisor at Merrill Lynch Wealth Management in Chapel Hill, and she's 38 years old. She was born in Nashville, Tennessee. And, of course, Merrill Lynch Wealth Management is a wealth management and investment firm. What is Ms. Batchelor responsible for at the business? I spend my days listening closely, understanding what matters most to clients, and helping translate that into thoughtful investment and wealth planning. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Earning my certified financial planner designation, becoming a partner on my team, and being part of a team recognized on the Forbes Best In-State Wealth Management Teams list. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? The Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce Membership Committee, Calamity Jane's Poker Club for Charity, and Women's Giving Network of Wake County. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Slow down and really listen before trying to solve anything. And what do you know now that you wished or you knew at the start of your career? I wish I'd known earlier on that you don't need to have all the answers. Listening to your clients is the real advantage. Early in my career, I felt pressure to solve problems quickly. Over time, I learned that taking the time to truly understand someone's perspective leads to better decisions and stronger relationships. Honoree Shanti Bose is the director of KidScope program, and that the company is KidScope. It's in Chapel Hill, and she's 35 years old. She was born in Kolkata, India. KidScope is a program of Families and Communities Rising, has served North Carolina families since 1988 through early childhood mental health services for children. And TBJ asked what Ms. Bose is responsible for at the business. I oversee the vision, programming, and partnerships of our early childhood mental health services across North Carolina. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Launching the Healing Roots Initiative and collective care programs, helping secure new funding partnerships to expand access to early childhood mental health services, and growing KidScope's reach across North Carolina. But more than growth, I'm proud that KidScope continues to be a place where children and families feel safe, protected, and deeply cared for. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? CORE NC, a nonprofit dedicated to advancing racial equity, collective liberation, and community-centered change. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? I believe the mental health field will continue shifting away from purely clinical one-size-fits-all approaches and move toward more holistic, community-centered, and culturally responsive models of care. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Where you are placed is never accidental. Our next honoree is Megan Brown. She's the Vice President of Advancement and Operations at Central Carolina Community College in Sanford. She's 38 years old, and she was born in Sanford. Of course, the community college is a community college business. TBJ asked Ms. Brown what she's responsible for. I oversee advancement and operations, including human resources, institutional research, government relations, accreditation, strategic planning, business and financial operations, the CCCC Foundation, and institutional partnerships. I also lead the college's grants team and special initiatives, including pre-award development, post-award management, and federal compliance oversight. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Helping guide the college through major operational and financial change, helping secure transformational investments in workforce, the Moore Center, public safety and student success, and three, showing my three children that leadership, service, family, and ambition can exist together. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Much of my community involvement centers on educational access and family support initiatives. What's the best advice you've ever been given? My dad once shared advice he learned from a leader while serving in the Navy. In difficult moments, leaders take the responsibility. In successful moments, they give away the credit. Honoree C.J. Caselli is co-founder and CEO of Trust Vet in Durham. He's 35 years old, and he was born in Dallas. Trust Vet provides same-day veterinary urgent care across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, offering shorter wait times and lower costs. TBJ asks, what are you responsible for at your business? Setting and communicating the company's vision, strategy, and goals. I help with recruiting key talent, fundraising, driving growth, and executing on the right deliverables. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Number one, getting my MBA from Duke. Number two, founding and building Trust Vet. And three, scaling my orthodontist as a board member. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? My wife and I have been busy with our respective businesses and our young family, but we're active members at Christ Central Church in Durham. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Our industry is experiencing the humanization of pets, and people's dogs and cats are becoming more like family. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the golden rule. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Great things take time, it's going to be hard, and it's going to take years of micro efforts and decisions, not one big thing. Our next under 40-year-old honoree is Clayton Collins. He's the Commercial Real Estate Occupier Advisory at CBRE in Raleigh. He's 37 years old, and he was born in Montgomery, Alabama. CBRE is a commercial real estate services and investment firm. What is Mr. Collins responsible for there? Advises a diverse portfolio of clients ranging from local startups to established regional and national organizations. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Co-starred in Taylor Swift's music video for her first single, Tim McGraw. Emmy nominations as a producer for MSNBC's Morning Joe and NBC Sports coverage of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? SECU Caring House, First Tee of the Triangle, and Triangle Parents of Multiples. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Placemaking will drive the future of commercial real estate. The modern workplace is about better experiences to bolster commute worthiness. What is the best advice you've ever been given? To serve your community best and know the key players and be known by them for how you help and who you want to serve. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Modern culture lives life in a state of hurry, but expertise and mastery don't happen overnight. Honoree Tyler Kraft is the SVP Head of Investor Relations at First Horizon Bank in Raleigh. He's 37 years old and was born in Laurel, Mississippi. First Horizon's Bank is a regional bank headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee. TBJ asked Mr. Kraft what he's responsible for. I lead investor relations, strategic fintech venture, capital investing, and our regulatory recovery and resolution planning efforts. What are the three most important tangible career accomplishments? Led the virtual bank core conversation, one of the first U.S. bank migrations to a cloud-based API-enabled Gen 3 core stack, completed in under 12 months. Created First Horizon Ventures, built our corporate venture subsidiary from inception, with portfolio relationships driving multiple technology implementations across the bank. Stood up our AI function, co-chaired the steering committee, built the governance and operating model, and shipped our first production generative AI toolset, including a bank-wide generative chat tool. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Co-chaired the board of DHIC, Inc., board member of the Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy, leadership counsel for University of Mississippi Sally McDonald Barksdale Honors College, and elder at White Memorial Presbyterian Church. What is the best advice you've ever been given? When I was growing up, every morning before school, my mother would say, "Tyler, please be a listener today." Mike Dare is the operations manager at Robbins and Morton in Durham. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Bryan, Texas. Robbins and Morton is a construction firm based in Birmingham, Alabama. TBJ asks, "What are you responsible for at the business?" Regional leadership, managing 95 full-time employees on the company's strategic planning group, on regional expansion, a leader for Carolina's strategic planning and sales committees. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Secured over $1 billion in new project contracts in 2025 alone. Built the Raleigh-Durham office from inception to 95 employees in 3.5 years. Named Engineering News Record Southeast Top Young Professional and recipient of multiple Associated Builders and Contractors Excellence in Construction Awards. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Activities include leading the Robbins and Morton Raleigh Open for the fourth year, raising $100,000 plus for charities, board member Association of Medical Facilities Professionals, Red Shoe Crew of Ronald McDonald House, Charities of the Triangle, American Heart Association's Hard Hats with Heart Committee, and trustee of the Apex United Methodist Church Council. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Be a sponge. There's always something to learn from the people around you. Honoree Corey Dodd is an associate at Design Workshop in Raleigh. He's 36 years old, and he was born in Rochester, New York. Design Workshop specializes in landscape architecture, community planning, urban design, and strategic services with 7 studios in the U.S. and projects spanning the globe. What is Mr. Dodd responsible for at the business? I lead culturally responsive, equity-centered landscape architecture and community engagement for public realm and neighborhood-scale projects. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? In 2025, I had the privilege of moderating Lessons Learned, Cultural Landscapes that Honor African American Heritage and Legacy at the National ASLA Conference. I have continued to lead the South Park Heritage Trail in collaboration with the City of Raleigh. And three, in 2024, I co-facilitated Design Week at NC&T State University. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I have remained engaged with Kinston Teens, Inc., a community-based nonprofit led by Kinston native Chris J. Suggs. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Landscape architecture and planning will increasingly be evaluated not only on aesthetics and delivery, but on measurable community outcomes, especially equity, climate resilience, and the stewardship of cultural landscapes. Honoree Yasser Faraj is the Vice President of Operations at McFarland Construction in Morrisville. He's 37 years old, and he was born in Baghdad, Iraq. McFarland Construction is a construction management, general contracting, and design build service. What is Mr. Faraj responsible for there? I oversee project execution and performance across the Southeast and Midwest. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? One, he launched McFarland's Raleigh-Durham office, growing the project delivery team from 1 to 17 full-time employees in under 5 years. Advanced from assistant project manager to vice president of operations at McFarland in under 6 years, and three, played a pivotal role in McFarland's Midwest expansion. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Oak City Cares, the Poe Center, and Note in the Pocket. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? As labor shortages persist, AI will enable teams to do more with less while improving accuracy and efficiency. What's the best advice you've ever been given? The best advice I ever received was one I learned over time. Work hard in silence and let success make the noise. Throughout my career, I decided to focus on delivering results rather than seeking recognition. Honoree Rebecca Feingloss is founder and CEO of Grieve Leave in Durham. She's 37 years old, and she was born in Durham. Grieve Leave is a support and education company. Ms. Feingloss is responsible for overseeing strategy, partnerships, programming, media presence, and growth across community, workplace, and public-facing initiatives. What are her three most important tangible career accomplishments? Bookstrapped grieve leave from a personal year-long grief sabbatical into a global organization reaching millions. Spoke at South by Southwest in 2026 on grief, culture, and innovation. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I serve as board chair of the Durham Public Schools Foundation and as a board member at Judea Reform Congregation. I also helped launch the Susan and Mark Feingloss Grief Initiative at Duke University's Preston Robert Tisch Brain Tumor Center, which integrates grief support into medical care for patients, families, and providers. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Grief is increasingly being recognized as a workplace, healthcare, and cultural issue, not just a private emotional experience. What's the best advice you've ever been given? My dad loved to remind me, don't wrestle in the mud with pigs. You both get dirty and the pig likes it. Our next honoree is KK Fernandez. She's the area vice president at Gallagher in Morrisville. She's 39 years old and she was born in Greensboro. Gallagher is a global insurance brokerage, risk management, and consulting firm founded in 1927 and headquartered in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. What is Ms. Fernandez responsible for? I advise employers on health and welfare strategy, helping align total rewards programs with objectives related to talent, cost, and growth. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Advancing to area vice president at 33 remains one of my proudest milestones, reflecting both the trust of my organization and the impact of my client work. Earning my CEBS designation before 30 reinforced my commitment to technical excellence early in my career. Today, one of my most meaningful accomplishments is giving back, serving as a mentor to rising talent through Gallagher's intern program and G3 initiative, helping develop the next generation of leaders. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Meals on Wheels of Orange County. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The biggest change will be a shift to AI-enabled outcome-based benefits. And what is the best advice you've ever been given? Not to focus on myself, but rather to be genuinely interested in others. Honoree next is Daryl Freeman, who goes by Jeremy. He's the co-founder and chief technology officer at Allstacks in Cary. He's 38 years old. Says his birthplace is Madison. Doesn't say which state, so we'll go with Madison, North Carolina, I guess. Allstacks is an AI-native software engineering intelligence platform. What are you responsible for at your business? Oversees Allstacks technical strategy, engineering organization, product architecture, and AI/ML direction. Leads the design of the company's multi-tenant data platform, its LangGraph-based agent systems, and the Allstacks MCP server that exposes organizational engineering context to AI coding agents. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Co-founded Allstacks and has scaled it over nearly 9 years into a $27.5 million funded engineering intelligence platform. Architected and shipped Product Studio, Allstacks LangGraph-based agent system that turns product specs into reviewed JIRA tickets, that's J-I-R-A tickets, moving the company from analytics dashboards into active AI engineering workflows. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? WUNC Local Food Banks and Habitat for Humanity. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Fortune favors the bold, paired with luck favors the prepared mind. Our next 40 under 40 honoree is Eva Frangello. She's an attorney at Parker, Poe, Adams, and Bernstein LLP in Raleigh. She's 39 years old and was born in Pleasant Garden. Again, it doesn't say what state. I don't know if there's a Pleasant Garden, North Carolina or not. Parker, Poe, Adams, and Bernstein is a law firm with offices across the East Coast. What is Ms. Frangello responsible for there? She oversees intellectual property strategy, product counseling, and brand protection for companies ranging from startups to established global businesses. She advises clients on trademarks, copyrights, advertising, product launches, and marketing initiatives. What are her three most important tangible career accomplishments? One of my proudest accomplishments has been helping guide the launch of multiple virtual reality products and then watching those products succeed in the marketplace. Another is seeing the brands my clients have worked so hard to build and that I've been fortunate to be a part of thrive and make a meaningful impact on people's everyday lives. I'm also proud to have made partner at my law firm while raising three children under the age of five. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? She's on the board of directors at Marbles Kids Museum. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? AI will create greater efficiency and allow lawyers to focus more on strategic counseling, while also raising complex issues involving intellectual property, advertising, privacy, and consumer trust. Honoree Neil Gosh is a partner at Morningstar Law Group in Durham. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Durham. Morningstar Law Group is a business law firm. Mr. Gosh is responsible for he's a land use attorney working primarily in the Triangle. He helps clients navigate complex zoning and land use approvals from local governments, particularly for projects that require balancing development, public impact, and long-term community benefit. He also chairs the firm's DEIAB committee. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? First was finagling an opportunity to work with land use attorneys at Morningstar right out of law school. From there, I worked my way up from a contract attorney to a full-time attorney and then partner. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? As an active member of the board for Durham Central Park for over a decade, I am helping with the implementation of Green Print, a plan for developing, improving, and furthering the park as an even more accessible, inclusive, and dynamic space. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Affordability and associated changes in consumer behavior. What is the best advice you've ever been given? Happiness is a choice. And what do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? There's always time for work, so you must take time or make time for other things. Tiffany Gidley is our next honoree. She's the General Counsel and Corporate Secretary at Cardinal Infrastructure Group in Raleigh. She's 36 years old and was born in Fayetteville. Cardinal Infrastructure Group is an infrastructure service provider publicly traded on the NASDAQ. What is Ms. Gidley responsible for there? She oversees all legal operations for the company and its subsidiaries, including Cardinal Civil Contracting. What are her three most important tangible career accomplishments? One, building legal departments from the ground up twice. Two, becoming general counsel of a publicly traded company. And three, accomplishing multiple acquisitions with the legal team. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? She's been on the board of adjustments for the town of Garner. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Consolidation. Construction has long been a heavily fragmented industry of family-owned or closely held companies, and over the next decade, many owners looking to exit will sell to larger companies or outside investors. This is especially true in the Southeast. This shift reshapes not only the business landscape, but also the legal work that supports it. What's the best advice you've ever been given? A law professor once told me, when you don't know where to start, just start writing. It was advice about legal writing, but I've applied it to everything. Raj Gandalia is the Director of Interventional Services, Chair of Radiology at UNC Rex Hospital. He also works at Wake Radiology in Raleigh. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Geneva, New York. Wake Radiology is an independent physician-owned radiology practice with 14 imaging centers across the Triangle. Dr. Gandalia oversees the growth and trajectory of our interventional radiology practices. As chair of radiology at UNC Rex Hospital, I oversee the day-to-day imaging operations at the hospital. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Number one, starting an advanced outpatient procedure model at Wake Radiology. This is great for our patients and improves access to life-changing non-surgical procedures. Two, serving as chair of radiology at Rex Hospital. And number three, serving on the executive committee at Wake Radiology. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Through our work with UNC Rex Hospital, we take care of patients through UNC's Charity Care Initiative. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? In addition to AI, the field of radiology and the broader field of medicine will be most impacted by the changing regulatory landscape, including the growing ability of insurance companies and private equity to drive medical decision-making. 40 under 40 honoree Caitlin Holloway is a vice president and private banker at Dogwood State Bank, a division of Town Bank. This is in Raleigh, and she's 38 years old. She was born in Boston. Dogwood State Bank is a community bank built on trusted relationships, personalized service, and a commitment to local growth. What is Ms. Holloway responsible for at the bank? I help high net worth individuals, nonprofits, and businesses meet their financial goals by understanding where they are today and building strategies to help them get where they want to be. I love taking a hands-on approach and pivoting as often as we need to. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Learning to listen, learning to ask for referrals, not letting the disappointment of a deal falling through slow me down. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? American Cancer Society, Safe Child, Diaper Train, Note in the Pocket, Ronald McDonald House of the Triangle, and this year I'm adding the Grayson Murray Foundation. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? I believe it will be how technology shapes human relationships. The younger generation has endless tools and apps at their fingertips, which creates incredible convenience, but it decreases genuine relationships. Regardless of where technology goes, I believe trust, guidance, and personal connections are the greatest gift any organization can provide. Honoree Durar Issa is the president of the Mid-Atlantic region at Cooper Tasia General Contracting in Raleigh. He's 39 years old, and he was born in the country of Jordan. Cooper Tasia General Contracting is a general contracting firm specializing in commercial construction projects across a wide range of sectors, including education, government, industrial, commercial, aviation, and more. What is Mr. Issa responsible for there? He's responsible for leading the company's overall vision, operations, and growth strategy. This includes overseeing project performance, financial management, client relationships, business development, and team leadership. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? 1, successfully delivering complex projects. 2, building strong long-term relationships with clients, design teams, and industry partners. And 3, helping grow and develop Cooper Tasia into an exciting and expanding company. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Building community-focused centers and working alongside our charitable foundation that provides housing stability grants. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Everyone on a project team ultimately answers to someone. If you consistently work in a way that minimizes issues, solves problems proactively, and keeps them from having to report bad news or complaints to leadership, they'll want to work with you again and again. Honoree Charles Kabugo Musoke is a partner at Smith Anderson in Raleigh. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Kampala, Uganda. Smith Anderson is a law firm, and Mr. Kabugo Musoke is responsible for overseeing transaction execution, client relationships, strategic growth of the practice, and development of younger attorneys. His work primarily involves representing banks, financial institutions, other lenders and corporate borrowers in complex financing transactions and strategic business matters. What are the three most important tangible career accomplishments? Building and leading a high-performing sponsor and specialty finance practice, becoming a trusted advisor to lenders and borrowers navigating complex transactions, serving in leadership roles with Transitions Life Care and the Hospice of Wake County Foundation. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Transitions Life Care and the Hospice of Wake County Foundation, UNC School of Law Center for Banking and Finance. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Technology and AI will accelerate efficiency, but trusted judgment, relationships, and practical problem solving will become even more valuable. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Consistency and discipline compound over time. Honoree Whitney Kidd is the Senior Vice President, Innovation and Technology at Price in Raleigh. She's 36 years old, and she was born in Charlotte. Price is an integrated approach to real estate services is built on decades of experience and a deep understanding of the multifamily and student housing markets. Ms. Kidd is responsible for leading innovation and technology strategy at Price, overseeing digital transformation across student and multifamily housing. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Accomplishments include founding the W Collective, a national organization advancing women in multifamily real estate, delivering innovative technology-forward housing experience to thousands of residents, and leading high-growth platforms at RealPage, achieving 30% year-over-year growth and $20 million in recurring revenue while helping shape technology strategy across key verticals. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Advancing diversity and leadership through both Price and the broader industry. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? The convergence of AI and robotics into daily property operations. AI will move beyond chat and reporting to actively run workflows across leasing, maintenance, and asset management. At the same time, robotics will begin handling routine, repeatable tasks on site, from tours to grounds and logistics. Our next honoree is Megan Kirk. She's a physician at Wake Emergency Physicians in Cary. She's 36 years old and was born in Chesterfield, Virginia. Wake Emergency Physicians is an independent emergency medicine practice caring for over 550,000 patients each year. WEPPA serves multiple hospital systems, including UNC Johnston, which is Ms. Kirk's primary site, and works with universities to educate the next generation of emergency medicine experts. Dr. Kirk is responsible for oversight of the compassionate physicians, PAs, and NPs that staff our emergency departments in Clayton and Smithfield, as well as coordinating with hospital partners to develop and maintain processes for exceptional patient care. What are her three most important tangible career accomplishments? One, maintaining a department culture that makes challenging job as sustainable as possible for the valuable people doing the work. Two, working to ensure our department delivers safe and quality patient care by putting work in alongside our stroke team, heart team, and patient safety medical review teams. And three, making meaningful changes to our ED electronic medical record. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Johnston Health Foundation Board. And what's the best advice you've ever been given? If you're having a hard time making a decision about something, that's probably because both options are reasonable. Our next honoree is Christina Leos. She's the Strategy and Innovation Manager at the City of Raleigh. She's 35 years old and was born in El Paso, Texas. The Office of Strategy and Innovation helps Raleigh tackle complex, cross-cutting challenges in public service delivery. What is Ms. Leos responsible there for there? I lead citywide strategy and innovation initiatives for the city, helping build the systems, structures, and capabilities that enable 5,000-plus person organization to deliver more human-centered, data-driven impact. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Launching my own business in my 20s, implementing a new human-centered strategic planning model for the city of Raleigh, working with the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs to help them bring their vision for social impact to life. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I serve as president of the board for My Health Ed. I also teach and mentor students at UNC Gillings School of Global Public Health and support early-stage founders and entrepreneurs. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Public expectations for government will increasingly mirror expectations people have for the private sector. Personalized, responsive, easy-to-use experiences, AI, and emerging technology will absolutely reshape public service delivery, but the agencies that succeed will be the ones that combine technology with trust, empathy, and human-centered design. Ian Levin is the Vice President of Investments at 10 Federal in Raleigh. He's 30 years old, and he was born in Atlanta. Ten Federal is a commercial real estate firm that leverages technology and vertical integration to create superior risk-adjusted returns. What is Mr. Levin responsible for there? He runs the investments platform, which means he's responsible for the full life cycle of capital. He also leads investor relations and capital fundraising, and he builds the analytics and technology infrastructure the team uses to underwrite, monitor, and report on the portfolio. What are his three most important tangible career accomplishments? Number one, the relationships I've built across the firm and industry. Capital partners, brokers, operators, lenders, and counterparties. The network that lets me source off-market deals, raise capital quickly, and get honest answers when it matters. Deals come and go. Number two, building investment platforms, not just closing transactions. And number three, investing across asset classes through a full cycle. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? AI is going to fundamentally change the mix of tasks inside every job in real estate. The repetitive analytical work gets done faster and better by machines, which frees people up to focus on the things that actually make us differentiated. What's the best advice you have ever been given? Get comfortable being uncomfortable. What do you know now that you wish you knew at the start of your career? Radical honesty will save you years of wasted time. Be blunt with yourself and others. Honoree Travis Manasco is a partner at Solos BioVentures in Durham. He's 38 years old, and he was born in Washington, D.C. Solos BioVentures is an investment advisor and early-stage medtech and biotech venture capital firm focused on over-scienced, underfunded regions of the Southeast and Midwest. What are you responsible for at your business? As a practicing physician and investor, I help lead diligence, deal execution, and fundraising at Solos, which is part of venture capital most people picture. The other part happens after the investment when we support our portfolio companies through the roller coaster of clinical development. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Meeting my wife, also a physician, during medical school. She's been a tremendous supporter throughout my career and the first to tell me when I'm wrong. Practicing ICU medicine during the pandemic, working night and day alongside the nurses, respiratory therapists, and clinicians at Wake Med to care for the sickest patients and their families. Joining Solos BioVentures 5 years ago, where I have the honor to work alongside some of the most talented scientists and entrepreneurs in the world to bring transformative treatments to patients. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Mentored numerous biomedical engineering students. I also volunteer with Nucleate, a nonprofit dedicated to building the next generation of biotech leaders. Honoree Tyler Marks is the founder and president of Marks Clearing and Grading in Wendell. He's 27, and he was born in Rocky Mount. Marks Clearing and Grading does site work. They're a contractor that partners with builders and developers. Founded in 2018, the company has grown to more than 250 employees and is driven by a culture rooted in faith, family, and dirt. What's Mr. Marks responsible for there? He sets the vision and strategic direction for the company, remains actively involved in major decisions across operations, estimating business development, fleet investments, and long-term growth. He oversees MC&G Farms and MC&G Capital. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? Growing Marks Clearing and Grading into one of North Carolina's fastest-growing turnkey site work contractors, earning the number 6 ranking on TBJ's Fast 50 list, and winning our first $43 million contract, two milestones that validated the scale of what our team is capable of accomplishing. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Touch a Truck events with the Junior League of Raleigh and NAWIC Triangle Chapter Number 391, supporting the Durham Rescue Mission, sponsoring local mission trips, providing Christmas gifts to students in need through local schools, and supporting the Rollsville High School football program. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Technology will make us faster and smarter, but it won't replace the need for great operators, foremen, and leaders. Our next honoree is Eric Marsh. He's the town manager at the town of Rollsville. He lives in Wake Forest. He's 38 years old, and he was born in Roxboro. Of course, the town of Rollsville is a municipality. Mr. Marsh is responsible for overseeing all municipal operations, including strategic planning, budgeting, capital project infrastructure development, economic development, organizational leadership, and public service delivery. His three most tangible career accomplishments, most important ones, I should say, leading the town through a period of transformational growth while maintaining financial stability, operational excellence, and a strong organizational culture, completing the prestigious Leadership North Carolina Fellowship Program, and being accepted into a doctoral program reflects a continued commitment to lifelong learning. Leadership and development and public service excellence. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? Over the past year, I have remained actively involved in mentorship and leadership development initiatives focused on preparing the next generation of public sector and community leaders. And what's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? Local government will continue evolving from a traditional service delivery model into a more agile, innovation-driven industry focused on customer experience, data-informed decision-making, and regional collaboration. Honoree Rachel Marston is owner and audiologist at Audiology of Apex. She's 37 years old and was born in Wisconsin. Audiology of Apex, by combining advanced audiologic care with a deeply personal approach, Audiology of Apex empowers patients to communicate with confidence and live more fully every day. What's Ms. Marston responsible for at the business? As the business owner, I'm responsible for everything, at least some of the time. What are your most important tangible career accomplishments? Receiving my doctoral degree, opening Audiology of Apex. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? North Carolina Dementia Alliance to help spread, Alliance to help spread awareness of untreated hearing loss and memory, providing volunteer hearing aid checks and hearing screenings at independent assisted living communities in the Apex area. What's the biggest change your industry will see ahead? My industry is very closely tied to technology. We've already seen massive improvements in hearing aid acceptance and patient performance with the introduction of AI into hearing aids. I expect to see massive changes in how technology helps patients, creating things that allow us to get even closer to completely restoring hearing. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Perseverance is not the ability to never struggle. It is the decision to keep moving forward despite the struggle. Our next honoree is Anthony Mazzella. He's an assistant professor of medicine at UNC Chapel Hill. He's 38 years old, and he was born in Raleigh. What is he responsible for at the business? As a program director, I'm responsible for every aspect of the cardiology fellowship. I also maintain an active clinical practice, run a funded research program focused on atrial fibrillation, and teach medical students, residents, and fellows. What are your three most important tangible career accomplishments? First, working as a trusted clinician at UNC, caring for patients with heart rhythm disorders and training the next generation of cardiac electrophysiologists. Second, being appointed program director of the UNC Cardiovascular Disease Training Program, 2 years out of fellowship. And third, publishing over 30 peer-reviewed manuscripts and presenting research at national and international conferences. What community causes or charities have you been involved in during the past year? I mentor medical students and trainees from institutions outside North Carolina on research projects, giving learners access to academic resources they wouldn't otherwise have. I teach hands-on courses through the American College of Cardiology, run a longitudinal ECG lecture series for residents and students that's been going on since 2019, and deliver continuing medical education lectures to community physicians across North Carolina through the AHEC system. We're running a little short on time, so we won't have time to go over all the details of the remaining honorees. We'll give a little synopsis of each of the remaining ones, however. Reed McGee is the next honoree. He's the SVP and Chief Strategy Officer at Aspida. He lives in Durham, and he's 33 years old. He was born in Richmond, Virginia. The next honoree is Hania Mir. She's a partner at Brooks, Pierce, McClendon, Humphrey, and Leonard, LLP. It's a law firm in Raleigh. She's 39 years old and was born in Royal Oak, Michigan. Brittany Nestor is the president of New Blue in White House Station. She's 36 years old and was born in Boston. Honoree Nathaniel Oxenad is the Vice President and Regional HVDC Sales Manager of the Americas at Hitachi Energy. He lives in Raleigh. He's 35 years old, and he was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Honoree Sean Pepple is a Business Unit Leader at DPR Construction. He lives in Durham. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Honoree Sonali Ratnasinghe is the founder and executive director of Youth Ambassadors of Service. She lives in Raleigh, and she's only 22. She was born in Plano, Texas. Honoree Brian Sampson is a senior superintendent at Samet Corp. He lives in Raleigh. He's 38 years old. He was born in Clinton, and it says that Samet Corp is a family-owned general contractor. Honoree Adam Stevenson is the Vice President, Branded Sales and Market Growth at Cary Oil, of course in Cary. He's 39 years old, and he was born in Raleigh. And our final honoree on the 40 under 40 is Devin Williams. She's a co-managing director and employment attorney at Ward & Smith PA. She lives in Raleigh. She's 39 years old, and she was born in Salisbury, North Carolina. Some big numbers this week. 80 plus, that's the number of Fogo de Chão locations across the country. That's a Brazilian steakhouse with another one coming into Crabtree Mall soon. 2.8 million, the amount an LLC paid for 8 acres east of downtown Sanford. Today's program is underwritten by Highwoods Properties with its headquarters in Raleigh, North Carolina. Highwoods, a real estate investment trust, is committed to making our communities better places to live and work. Highwoods can be reached at 866-449-6637. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Business Journal. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Again, I'm Hugh Bennett, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.